The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. When you drive your new Kia Sportage, prepare to be noticed.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we have four fearless children representing their families in our Easter competition, which we announced earlier in the week. The winning family is going to enjoy a lovely break in Johnstown House Hotel in Enfield in Meath. It's two nights accommodation for two adults and up to four children. So if you don't have the four children, grab a few friends and bring them with you. There's brekkie and dinner, but most importantly, there is an indoor swimming pool, people, which is what a weekend away is all about. And of course, everybody is a winner on the John Murray Show. So our runners up, we have lovely hampers of chocolates and wine, and that's all courtesy of gifts.ie. Ben Callaghan, good morning to you.
Hello, how's it going?
I'm very well. What's going on up in Ballybuffet in Donegal?
Oh, it's grand. So it's gorgeous weather.
Is it?
And
what's happening in your household this morning?
Mommy just went for a run this morning, so she's just back now. She wants to hear me on the radio.
Oh, very good. And who else is there?
Just my daddy and my wee sisters and watching the programme, so she is.
Oh, God, so she's not even listening to you on the radio?
No.
Not a bit of it. And what's your sister's name?
Rachel.
Great. And are you looking forward to Easter? What does Easter mean for you, or what do you guys do at Easter?
I like having a crack with my friends, playing a wee bit of football, playing PlayStation games with my friends, and I just like having the crack and off school as well, so that's always a positive as well. So
I know, no homework.
No homework as well. It's always a good feeling when you get home and you're like, oh, I can just relax.
Well, how many Easter eggs do you think you're going to get?
Don't know. I hope a few.
Okay, well, what we're going to do now is we're going to play a little quiz. And there's five questions, right? And
okay.
There's three answers to each question. So if you don't know it, just give it a guess, okay?
Yep.
All right, Ben. Question number one. In the big Easter Saturday movie on RTE1, Hop, what instrument does the lead bunny play? Is it the drums, the guitar, or the oboe?
A, drums.
That is the right answer. Congratulations. Question number two. Can you name the band or the singer from this song? Is it A, Pitbull featuring Kesha, B, Jay-Z, or C, Tiny Tempa?
Pitbull featuring Kesha.
That is the right answer. That's two out of two. Third question, Ben. This year, Easter Sunday is in April. Now, April has 30 days. Can you multiply 30 by 8? Is the answer 258, 260, or 240?
240.
Is the right answer. Well done. Question number four. If you're going to the... Did you get that all on your own or was Mom in the background?
No, I got it all on my own.
Do you promise?
Yeah, promise.
Okay.
I was doing the multiply in my head.
Good man yourself. You're very quick. You're much quicker than all of us upstairs in the office, let me tell you. If you're going to the cinema this Easter, you may see this movie. Have a listen. Everything is awesome. Okay, Ben, is that movie Toy Story, Monsters University, or the Lego movie?
The Lego movie, because I saw it three times.
Did you?
Right.
What's so good about it?
Oh, it's really good. So I saw it in 2D, 3D, and then I saw it with my mum and dad and my cousins.
My God, you get out a lot. Okay, and this is the last question. You are 4 out of 4. You're doing really well. Let's see, can we get this and make it a full house on Easter Sunday? And I know you like football, so you might get this one. On Easter Sunday, Liverpool play Norwich City. Can you name the Liverpool manager? Is it A, Brendan Richards, B, Brendan Rodgers, or C, Brendan Howland?
B, Brendan Rodgers.
That is a full score, Ben. That is 5 out of 5. Yes, yes, you must have had your Weetabix this morning.
No, I just had an egg there, so I didn't eat my Weetabix.
All right, well, listen, you're going to have to stay listening to the end and because we're going to get our other contestants on throughout the show. So stay listening and we'll be back in touch at the end of the show. Ben Callaghan, congratulations, 5 out of 5 from Ballybuffet.
Thanks very much.
In Donegal. Fair play to him. Laura Griffin in Dungarvan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very good. What is going on in the Griffin house today?
Well, it's really sunny here, so I was outside for a while playing with my dog.
And then you were dragged in to talk to me.
Pardon?
Then you were dragged in to talk to me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Laura's the second of our contestants in our Easter quiz. We've got four families and they're all competing for a gorgeous weekend away in Johnstown House. So we got 5 out of 5 from Ben. Laura, the pressure is on. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So we've got everybody around you. Okay, and the question number one is, in the Easter Sunday movie on RTE1, Babe, what animal is Babe? Is it A, a horse, B, a pig, or C, a dog?
A pig.
That is the right answer. Congratulations. Question number two, can you name the band or singer of this song? All right, is it A, One Direction, B, 5 Seconds of Summer, or C, Lawson?
B.
It is the right answer. It's 5 Seconds of Summer. Well, it says here it's the right answer. I don't know if it is, but I've been told it is, because I've never heard that song in my life before. Question number three. Last year, Easter Sunday was in March. March has 31 days. Multiply 31 by 5. Is the answer A, 155, B, 140, or C, 165?
155.
Do I hear a little somebody on your shoulder there? Who's that in the background? Put him on to me immediately. Is that Dad?
Yeah.
Dad obviously needs a weekend away in Johnstown House. Okay, that's very good.
I have no idea how badly I need a weekend away, Catherine.
That's 3 out of 3. Okay, no, question number four. If you're going to the cinema this Easter, can you name this film?
Listen, I am telling you, you've got the wrong frog.
If you are not Constantine, why do you have that mole?
It's not real. Someone glued it to my lip.
Make yourself comfortable. You're going to be here a while.
Well, I wouldn't be so sure. My friends will be here soon.
Now, lights out.
All right, is that A, Chicken Run, B, Muppets Most Wanted, or C, Mr. Peabody and Sherman?
The Muppets Most Wanted.
Is the right answer, Laura. You are playing a blinder. Last one for a full house on Easter Sunday. Chelsea play Sunderland. And Dad, you're not allowed to tell any... You're not allowed to give this answer away. Can you name the Chelsea manager? Is it A, Jose Burrito, B, Jose Romano, or C, Jose Mourinho?
C, Jose Mourinho.
Yes, that is a full house, Laura. Congratulations, well done. Do we want to give Dad a round of applause as well?
Yeah,
I think
well
we
done,
should.
Dad.
Laura, what's the most embarrassing thing Dad has ever done?
Pardon?
What's the most embarrassing thing that Dad has ever done?
I couldn't tell you that.
Oh, he's got you trained well. All right, that's brilliant. You've got 5 out of 5 as well. So stay listening and we will get back to you at the end of the show.
Well, thank you.
Well done. That was Laura. That was Laura Griff. Rory Parker, are you there?
Yes.
Rory, where are you living?
Greystones, Co-Wicklow.
And is the sun shining?
Yeah, it's very bright.
Great. And come here, what do you love about Easter?
I like Easter because I was born on Easter Monday, and it's my brother's birthday today, and it's Good Friday. My sister was born around here last year.
Wow, so many birthdays to celebrate. So you get presents and Easter eggs all in the space of 4 days. That's pretty cool. And you get to spend a lot of time off school as well. Tell me about your school.
Pardon?
Tell me about your school. Where do you go to school?
Oh, it's St. Lawrence's in Grace in Delvney.
And who's your favourite teacher?
My favourite teacher?
Yeah. Who's your teacher?
My teacher's Miss Dawson.
Very good. All right, I hear you've got a busy house there. Right, so we're going to get ready to do this.
Okay.
This is the first question for you, Rory. I know you're going to be brilliant. The big Easter Monday movie on RTE1, Pirates of the Caribbean at the World's End. Which bird does Johnny Depp play? Is it A, Jack Pigeon, B, Jack Sparrow, or C, Jack Crow?
B, Jack Sparrow.
That is right. Well done. Are you feeling confident? Are you feeling confident? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Good man yourself. Okay. Question number two. Can you name the band or singer from this song?
Pardon?
Okay, Rory, age 10, in Delgany, is that A, Clean Bandit, B, Little Mix, or C, The Saturdays?
B, Little Mix?
No, unfortunately, it was Clean Bandit. I did not know that one either. But it's okay, let's get to question number 3. This weekend is Easter, but Christmas was in December. December had 31 days. So can you multiply 31 by 7? Is the answer A, 250, B, 217, or C, 207? Take a guess if you don't know it.
207?
Oh, so close. It was so close. It was actually B, which is 217. But you're doing good. We've got still, you've 2 right. Okay, this is question number 4. Sorry, you've got 1 right. Question number 4. If you're going to the cinema this Easter, take a listen to this clip.
I'm a survivor. I got the eye of a tiger. Be training the game, then eat to my fiber. You be staying alive, well, I be staying alive. Watch where you sit when I spit my saliva like. Ooh. Ooh. You never seen a cockatoo? Rocking and shocking and dropping and popping and locking too.
All right, is that A, Rio 2, B, Ice Age 4, or C, Madagascar?
Rio 2.
That is the correct answer, Rory. You're playing a blinder. Question number 5. This is the last one. On Easter Sunday, Man United play Everton. Can you name the Man United manager? Is it A, Daniel Moyes, B, David Moyes, or C, David Beckham?
B, David Moyes.
That is correct. That means you've got 3 out of 5 right, Rory. That's brilliant. So you stay listening and we'll be back in touch before the end of the show. Well done to you. That was Rory Parker in Delgany, County Wicklow. And we've got 1 more contestant to go. They're all doing brilliantly this morning. Now, we should have Ava Maher on the phone from Stillorgan in Dublin. Ava.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Good. So, are you ready to do this quiz?
Yeah.
Okay, I will give you your first question. And this is the Flintstones movie on RTE2 this week that we're talking about. What is the name of Barney Rubble's wife? Is it A, Wilma, B, Betty, or C, Sabina?
B.
Is the right answer. Congratulations, well done. Okay, question number 2. Can you name the band or singer of this song?
You were gonna come to me. Choose carefully. I'm capable of anything.
Okay, Ava, was that Rita Ora, Taylor Swift, or Katy Perry?
Katy Perry.
That is the right answer. Who's your favourite singer?
I have a lot.
Do you? Who? Like who?
Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, Sarah Lloyd, Adele, and Kesha.
And Kesha, great. Did you like the music that we were playing there before you came on?
Yeah.
Oh, good. All right, question number 3. After this weekend, the next bank holiday will be in May. Now, May has 31 days. Can you multiply 31 by 4? Is the answer A, 124, B, 150, or C, 144?
124
is the right answer. Well done, Ava. Question number 4. If you're going to the cinema this Easter, you may see this film. Take a listen.
And I can't wait to see what my buddies all think of me. Just imagine how much cooler I'll be in summer.
Okay, Ava, is that A, Finding Nemo, B, Tangled, or C, Frozen?
Frozen.
Well done. And finally, question number 5. On Easter Sunday, Man United play Everton. Can you name the Everton manager? Is it A, Roberto Martinez, B, David Moyes, or C, Manuel Pellegrini? I don't know this one now. Have a guess if you don't know it. A, B, or C?
Quick.
Just take a guess.
B.
Is that what you said, B?
B.
Is the wrong answer, I'm afraid. So that was the only one you got wrong. Everything else you got right. So well done to Ava. We have got a tie break in our Easter quiz. We have Rory and Ava, who are our runners up. And for Rory and Ava, they are going to get a gorgeous hamper of chocolates and wine. And that's courtesy of gifts.ie. But we have Ben and Laura, who now have to battle it out for our top prize, which is a weekend away for the family in Johnstown House Hotel in Enfield in County Meath. And that is including two nights accommodation, two adults, up to four children. There's dinner and breakfast, and there is an indoor swimming pool, which is what it's all about. Ben and Laura, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready for this? There is no pressure. Ben, I'm going to come to you first. This is going to be a question. It's a question for both of you. And Ben, because you were on the line first, you get to answer it first.
Okay.
And whoever gets closest to the number wins the prize. Are you ready? According to Repack, how many Easter eggs were sold in Ireland last year? Now, considering, Ben, you're going to get loads of Easter eggs, have a think about it. How many Easter eggs were sold in Ireland last year? Take a guess, Ben.
1 million.
1 million. Okay, Laura, what do you say?
2.5 million.
Ooh, we're into the points. 2.5 million. Can I tell you what the correct answer is? I nearly fell off my chair when I heard this. 17 million Easter eggs were sold in Ireland last year, which means, Laura Griffin from Dungarvan, you are our winner because you were closest to it. So well done. Well done to you. That means, Ben, we will be sending a big hamper of chocolate and wine up to Donegal. So enjoy it.
Thanks very much.
Well done. And thanks for being such a good sport. And Laura Griffin in Dungarvan, you are off to Johnstown House. Who's there with you?
My mum, my dad and my brother.
They're all delighted, are they?
Yeah.
Sure are.
I'm sure you are. You deserve it. Listen, have a great weekend and congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
Back after this.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.